This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky said on Tuesday Ukraine had proven again it was able to take the initiative as it presses its unprecedented military incursion into Russia's Kursk region. He said in his nightly address to the nation, quote, "We have once again proven that in any situation we Ukrainians are able to achieve our goals, we are able to protect our interests and independence. Ukraine blindsided Moscow by pouring thousands of troops into the western Russian of Kursk last week in a surprise operation that has given Ukraine its biggest battlefield gain since 2022 after months on the back foot." Cracks are widening in a public dispute between Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu and his defense minister. AP correspondent Julia Frankel said on Tuesday the latest spat shows growing discontent with Netanyahu's handling the war at a sensitive time.
People are here bracing for a potential retaliatory strike by Iran and Hezbollah in Lebanon for the assassination of top Hamas and Hezbollah leaders. And the rift also comes as talks are set to convene on Thursday for another attempt to broker a ceasefire.
AP correspondent Julia Frankel. A U.S. State Department official said on Tuesday Qatar will seek to convince Hamas terrorists to participate in Thursday's peace talks over the war in Gaza. Hamas has so far declined to agree to take part in ceasefire negotiations, which take place amid fears that tensions between Israel and Iran could escalate following Israel's killing of Hamas political chief Ismail Haniyeh. U.S. State Department spokesperson Vedant Patel said American efforts are focused on preventing greater violence and ending humanitarian suffering in the region. This is VOA News. Firefighters in Greece on Tuesday continued to battle wildfires, hoping of bringing the blazes under control after they burned into the northern suburbs of Athens, triggering evacuations and leaving at least one person dead. AP correspondent Karen Chamas reports.
In Anopatima, a northern suburb of Athens, emergency workers began cutting burnt trees as part of a cleanup operation. Fire authorities said the wildfire had scattered from one single big blaze to many active localized blazes. Fire crews worked frantically to take advantage of a drop in winds to extinguish the fires before the wind was expected to pick up. Greek firefighters are expected to be boosted by forces from other countries after Athens sought international assistance, activating Europe's mutual civil protection mechanism. I'm Karen Chamas.
A Ugandan court on Tuesday found a commander in the rebel Lord's Resistance Army, Thomas Koyelo, guilty of dozens of war crimes, the first time a senior member of the group has been tried by Uganda's judiciary. Founded in the late 1980s with the aim of overthrowing the government, the LRA terrorized Ugandans under the leadership of Joseph Kony for nearly 20 years as it battled the military from bases in northern Uganda. The LRA was notorious for horrific brutality, including rapes, abductions, hacking off victims' limbs and lips, and using crude instruments to bludgeon people to death. Nigeria has launched the country's first national elephant action plan. Authorities say it's designed to protect the small and rapidly declining population of elephants in the country. Timothy Obuzu reports from Abuja.
Authorities say the plan aims to save the remaining elephants by reducing illegal killings and trade, maintaining elephant habitats, creating public awareness, and promoting community-led vigilance. Over the last decade, Nigeria has emerged as a key source, transit, and destination country for illegal wildlife trade. As a result, Nigeria's elephant population, about 300 to 400 animals, is a fourth of the population size 3 decades ago. Timothy Obiezu, VOA News, Abuja, Nigeria.
The African Union's health watchdog on Tuesday declared a public health emergency over the growing Mpox outbreak on the continent. The outbreak has swept through several African countries, particularly the Democratic Republic of Congo, where the virus, formerly called monkeypox, was first detected in humans in 1970. It's the first time Addis Ababa headquartered agency has used the continental security power it was given in 2022. I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.